Willow Creek Springs presents Healthy Living with your host, Joe Grumbine.
All right. Well, hello and welcome to the Healthy Living Podcast brought to you by Willow Creek Springs. I'm Joe Grumbine and I will be your host. And I have with me Bridget Cassidy joining us. Bridget, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I am so good and I'm so excited to be here and talk about all the new things that are going on.
I'm telling you, so I've known Bridget, for what, 4 years now?
4 years now.
Four years. So when you first came into our life and our world, you were working with one of our reps.
Yeah.
You were running a gym with your dad.
Yeah.
You were, we were working out of our house.
Making products,
had all these employees coming and going out of our house. And I can remember even coming out, giving a little presentation out at your gym.
Uh-huh.
Then the pandemic came.
Yeah. That kind of ruined everything for everyone.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us about yourself? So you're a youngster. Most of the people that have come on as guests are like me, a little bit older.
Yeah.
And I like having younger people because you are in the prime zone to live a healthy life and not regret what you did as a kid when you get my age.
Right.
So
yeah,
let's hear some of your thoughts about healthy living and what brings you here.
So I first found this company at actually, I had looked up the best CBD companies because I really wanted to be a part of the CBD industry because I came in as an athlete. So I was an athlete. I was like in college running and I had a lot of pain. And I had a lot of inflammation and I was looking for natural options. And then I struggled with anxiety and I didn't want to ever have to take medications. I wanted to do it all naturally. And then ironically, like you actually knew my mom. So it's ironic that I did research.
Your mom used to print our brochures and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, yeah.
The irony is that, like my family knew you super well.
Right.
And I had just, and I found you online.
Right.
And I, and then I met with Lisa and she was a breast cancer survivor and just hearing her testimony to how she was able to really help herself all holistically and naturally, and which was really exciting for me too, because my mom was a breast cancer survivor. So that was something like that I could resonate with. And then just also, just getting people healthy and happy and without having to, use a lot of medications and things like that too. Preventative care
right.
is really important.
I think that's huge, especially like you say, when before you have the problems, if you can set yourself on a course of preventative health, then maybe you'll avoid a lot of the problems. Like, when we were growing up, there was nothing. We just did whatever, there was nobody worried about anything. We sat out in the sun and got roasted.
Right.
We worked until we broke ourselves.
Yes.
You know, it was suck it up, buttercup, just keep going. And, you run on a broken leg because you could do it, and then, 10 years later, you're crippled and hobbled and wish you had taken care of yourself a little better.
And I think honestly, in the athletic field, you really can't do things like that. And a lot of trainers and personal trainers and professional athletes, how they do things is like all about preventative care, right? They're all about, everybody's doing the ice baths these days. Everybody's doing anything to keep the inflammation down. And that's what CBD's main target is
huge,
keeping the inflammation down. And, that's the leading cause of all disease. So if you can really get yourself to homeostasis at a balanced state, whether it's physically, mentally, and emotionally, you're just going to be better off and, less likely to get all these other things that come with that as a side effect, right?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, you were working in a gym, like I said, right before the pandemic hit. And I was right there when you guys were setting up, and then I watched the wave come through and businesses had to shut down and people trying to come and you can't come, and what people wear face masks and trying to lift weights and just all this craziness, mm-hmm. right? And I can remember, we were out there trying to support, even took a yoga class, trying to go, we can help them. But when everybody's brains are crazy, it makes it hard.
Yeah.
But you were dealing also not just with exercise, but you were dealing with food. for a while, and you were doing a juice bar and you were doing all that. So tell me about your experience with, nutrition, such an important part of living healthy. And, like people that study Chinese medicine or natural medicine, a lot of times food comes up as, well, that's your first course. Instead of go to the doctor, get a shot, it's, well, what are you eating?
And I mean, I think that's like health actually is very common sense. We make it very confusing and very complicated, but if you want to lose weight, you just take foods that don't create inflammation in your body, right? Take the things that have the most vitamins, the most nutrients. And a lot of what I do too with I do body sculpting, which is skin tightening, weight loss treatments. Now we have two med spas. And now actually we are working with another gym. So that's
Wow, you're
cool.
going all the
It's
way around for, but it's a lot easier when you don't have to run the gym. You
Yes,
could just come in somebody
exactly. And
else's
we're
gym.
doing very similar things to what we did before,
Oh,
just at a
good.
different space and a different time.
Nice.
And I think that was what was needed, when the world shut down, everybody was just going through their own things. And I mean, we weren't able to do things as normal. So now we're back open into integrating the nutrition as well as with the fitness. And then the body sculpting is very like targeted
So tell me about
treatments.
body sculpting. That's a new kind of a new thing that has, you're driving around and you see things that you recognize, and then you're driving around and you see things that you don't recognize. And there's always something new, right? There's a filler, a shot, a new treatment. There's a, there was lap bands. There's new drugs that can help you lose weight and get toned. We've gone from the old rubber band shakers that just shake you up to back to that even. I've seen new versions of that and treadmills and all the crazy stuff, right? But now I'm seeing, cryogenic treatments, ultrasonic treatments, all of these new modern space age things, and you're actually working with it. So tell me
So
a little
yeah,
bit
you can
about
do
it.
that. What I really like about body sculpting is nothing's being injected into your body. So all the treatments that we do, whether it is via a frequency, whether it is chiro therapy or ESM or EM, which is electroshock, they're all stimulating your body to get a certain result. So we're basically stimulating your body to heal itself either via for skin tightening, fragmenting the old to create new collagen or collagen production, because our bodies are healers within ourselves, and we can get our body to do a certain reaction if we stimulate it the right way. And that's what I love about like a lot of the CBD and a lot of the holistic health things is that's what we're really doing. We're using certain products, certain things to make to get a certain reaction. And body sculpting, people do it for a lot of different reasons. We do it for muscle growth. We have a treatment that helps build muscle, and it's as permanent as if you were to go to the gym and build muscle that way.
So first, maybe for somebody who has an injury and like if you get in there and physically lifting weights, you're moving more than the targeted muscle group. So if you're doing bench presses because you're trying to build your chest and your biceps, well, you're also using all your other muscles to do that. And if you have a broken rib, then you can't do that because it'll kill you or hurt you really bad. So if you have a way that you can actually get some stimulation to those muscles, even if it's not, resistance training, it's some other kind of resistance.
And that's what I really love about this is people think of body sculpting as kind of a thing of vanity. I think a lot of times people think of it, they hear body sculpting, they might think of like Kim Kardashian and a lot of celebrities that and the newspapers and magazines have used these things for the visual effect of it. But there is a lot of people do these treatments like a physical therapy. I've had people, with come in with a lot of inflammation and or people with constipation or people with just really like strenuous muscles on certain areas, and we're able to get those areas moved, get some circulation in that area, get the muscles working without hurting the other areas that would typically be stimulated if you were to go to the gym and work out. So that's what's really cool. That technique, that machine is called EM sculpting.
Got it.
And it's like a light shock, and it shocks the muscle to actually flex. So you actually do feel your muscles flexing.
Like a TENS treatment sort of
Yeah, like a
thing.
TENS unit kind of, but it does not hurt.
Yeah.
It's actually really relaxing because your body really likes patterns, and it's first warms up the muscle, and then it works it and stimulates it to flex a little bit stronger. And then it actually helps break down a lot of the soreness through like another pattern with light stimulation, light tapping and releasing. And what's really cool about that too is people do tapping to help with
Yeah,
lymphatic
that's its
drainage.
own thing. I was
People
going to
do
talk
it
about
for
a
stress,
lymphatic,
for Reiki, healing. So
yeah.
it does have a lot of other alternative effects too, really helping the inflammation, really helping people feel more relaxed. And that's why it's such an amazing treatment, because you're building muscle, 20,000 muscle contractions in 30 minutes,
Have you
you
ever
know?
done acupuncture?
So I've always wanted to do acupuncture. I've done the chiropractor. I get that a lot, but
Okay.
I haven't. Have you
Because
done
I
that?
have, and so when I messed up my knee a few years back, I have a friend who's an acupuncturist, so he would come over and he'd bring his needles and he would throw a whole bunch of needles into me, and then he would attach these little electrodes and hand me this little box. He goes, "Okay, well, turn this thing up as much as you can handle." And so it would be touching these needles and it would be like click, 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 click. Click, 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 and go, whoa. And it was throwing electricity into those needles. And that was, again, probably a variation of the thing that you're using. Yours has probably got a paddle that's just
It's a
touching
paddle.
the area. So it's covering a wider range, where this one was a targeted, focused on one point. So it was throwing all that down there and it would get pretty intense.
Was it warm? Like a
It would
warm
get
feeling?
warm, yeah. It would get warm. So when you had it on just a little bit, you'd sort of felt like a little tap, and it would tick, 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 tick. And then when you turned it up higher, it'd be like, then all of a sudden you would start to
Feeling
feel
it a
and like
lot more.
somebody was actually poking you. And that was what that electricity was doing, was zapping that needle to where you could actually feel it. But I know that when I was doing those things, you would do it for 15, 20 minutes or whatever. And I would say that in the areas where I hit the electricity to it helped it more than.
It should help the skin too. Did you realize your skin was like smoother or not really?
It was my knee. I wasn't really
Oh,
thinking
okay.
about it. I'm a guy and it was my knee. So I was like, yeah, skin wasn't really. I just wanted to move,
So we do have like those treatments, similar inflammatory ones that help with the inflammation, but then we have the only treatment that's kind of actually with the needles would be like we do like skin tightening with the microneedling,
Oh, okay.
and it's the Morpheus A. Everybody, that's all the rave right now for the skin tightening. A lot of people do that too, and it heats up on the second layer,
I got
and
it.
it creates more collagen on the second layer. And so that really tightens everything up as well too. And people do that on their body. They do that. But what's cool is it uses a frequency, so like radio frequency, and that really is good for inflammation.
Right.
So not only are you gonna get tighter skin, and more collagen, more elasticity, but it's gonna be less inflamed.
So,
So that's kind of cool.
one of the things that I have run into with a lot of people, I mean, I've been working with sick people for 30 some years, 35 years. And a thing that happens to a lot of people, especially people that have been going through a lot of major body issues, is they get this stuff called edema. And that's a swelling where the fluid, usually it'll happen from your feet all the way up to your knees. And you'll swell up, and that's because the valves go two different directions. But if the valve gets stuck one way, then the fluid can't get back up. It comes down, but it doesn't go back up right. And so what happens is, I mean, people's legs or calves will swell up like huge.
Like the lymph,
And
lymphadenitis.
kind of like lymphedema. And it's I don't know if it's the same thing or not, but I just know that our CBD treatments have been helpful. Things like elevating your legs and motion and all of that can be helpful, but most of these people are not in a situation where they can do a lot of that. So I'm wondering, have you worked with anybody with your treatment with edema?
So I've worked with a lot of people with not that particular disorder, but with getting swelling and inflammation in their feet and their legs. I've worked with people who get a lot of arthritis, things like that. Also like a lack of circulation in the legs, right? A lot of times I work with people who have like cellulite and I bring more circulation there. I know that's totally different, but the idea is to get more circulation into those areas. And so I do a lot of that, but it would be interesting to work with somebody with that type of
All right.
situation because they can't move, but
At least not enough to fix it.
they
Yeah.
could do something like this to get circulation. As long as they don't have metal in their body, that would be the
Got
only
it. Yeah. And
thing
some
that we
people do,
couldn't.
some don't, but certainly, you don't think about that either. Like, I've got metal in my body, so therefore that would affect a lot of things in life. You don't think about, it's not just walking through an airport. It's a lot of different procedures, or even being around big magnets or different things. I think a lot of they use titanium, which isn't magnetic, but it still can be affected when you're dealing with electricity. Every kind of metal is gonna have a different effect than living tissue. So,
You want to be super cautious because the
right.
last thing you want is a screw to get
Oh,
moved around or
yeah.
something like that. And yeah, definitely like what's I like about a lot of this is it's non-invasive. So it's not like you're not going to feel what's going on. You're going to feel if there's any issue, you're going to feel it right away. You're going to feel movement and shifts and things like that too. But I haven't had that problem. I think most of the time I've had a client though, and she was almost 300 pounds, an elderly lady, so she couldn't go and do personal training. You know, some people get to the point where they're so big where personal training is not even an option
All
for
right.
them, you know, like the and the surgery is not even an option for them, honestly.
Yeah.
And so this is actually a really great alternative option,
Like a
EM
starting
sculpting.
point where you can add, I think so much of this is mental.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
work with a guy who is a disabled veteran, and he's got what he calls his Biohack 40 program, and he's all about push-ups. That's his thing. And so he has this,
That's a good.
1,000 push-up challenge.
Good.
And I did it. I went with him, and I started from wherever I could start, and I went up to 2,000. I did 1,000 push-ups in a day.
How did you feel?
And well, it was awesome. I mean, it sucked because you had to do all these push-ups, right? But every single day you did a little more. And then so you get, this accomplishment. Well, it turns out it's all mental. Everything is mental. And so when it comes down to, gee, I'm 350 pounds, now I should start losing weight. Well, you've already put yourself in a place that makes it more difficult than if you were 250 pounds, even. Like, you're never going to do a pull-up when you weigh 350 pounds, because you just won't be able to.
And those people aren't even, they're actually a lot of times when people are really big, they have a lot of muscle.
Right.
They have
Well, you're
like
just
they
picking
have
yourself up and
yeah, a
carrying
lot of
you.
times these people lose all this weight
Right.
and they have a
And they're
lot of
ripped
muscle
underneath it.
already.
Yes.
Because you know, you're 300 pounds, you're
Yeah, you
walking
got to carry
around.
that.
You're just
Yeah.
walking is a big workout for you, but you
Exactly.
know. So I think that's really surprising too. And so when we go and we stimulate the muscles, sometimes people will have like a lot of fat, but they're pretty stimulated on a low level
Nice.
because they have a lot of muscle under the fat. But we do have treatments to bring down just the fat to target the fat cells in general too, and help people lose weight like that way
So
as
when
well.
somebody comes to you, I mean, it sounds like you got a pretty big toolbox. Like, you can solve a lot of different problems. So somebody comes to you, they do what, initial consultation, start telling you about their goals.
So, if you guys are interested in body sculpting too, you can go to our website. But I would recommend just calling because I will set up a consultation with you guys. The first one, it's really affordable. It's $30. It's an hour treatment. We're gonna actually work with you that day. But we're gonna do a consultation too. If you don't wanna do the treatment, you can just call in for a consultation. And I do anything from skin tightening non-invasively, weight loss to muscle building, cellulite reduction. What I like, it's kind of like some of the treatments that we do are kind of like a non-invasive surgery, really. So that's a beauty in the newer technology and all the science that we have coming out. these days. It's where you don't have to cut yourself open and leave all these scars and have all this downtime where you're not allowed to be with your kids or you can't do all these other things. You
Or
can improve
even
your health,
risking
you know?
even worse things. I don't know how many people they have
Oh, yeah.
surgery and then now they have all these problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or doctor left a piece inside of them, or they got an infection or whatever. As soon as you open up your body,
Yeah.
everything's trying to get in that shouldn't be in there.
Right.
And
And all the inflammation after too.
oh,
Honestly, I think if you're still gonna do the route of doing surgery, for cosmetic needs, you should calculate into your costs of doing that, what it's gonna cost for the aftercare. Because a lot of times now doctors are putting it in, but it's more of a new thing because you might get pain. You probably will still have pain
sure.
from the inflammation, like knots. And if you don't get that, if you don't do massages, you don't get circulation in that area, the way you're gonna heal, you're gonna have a lot of scar tissue.
Right.
And so you really gotta make sure that you keep the area in full circulation. And I would calculate body sculpting into your surgical costs so that you get the result that you want. You don't wanna invest all the money that you're gonna invest and not get the results that you're looking for. Cause I have so many clients. Like I think almost it's half people who have had surgery and half who haven't. But a lot of the clients that I work with have had surgery already. But they can't get the full body. And that's what's cool about a lot of what I do now is I get more of a full body result with clients, without having to cut you open and do all these things, just very like stimulating those areas with machines and techniques to get the desired results. So that's we do a lot of full body work. I kind of work on a couple areas for you guys. That's why I would recommend coming in for a consultation and just seeing what it's about and then telling me what area a couple areas, what are all the areas that you kind of have concerns with, because although you might have like maybe some stretch marks on your stomach after having a baby or just some extra belly weight, typically you have a couple different areas that really bug you, right?
Sure.
You have one main area where you're like, this is driving me nuts. This
All
is
right.
so stubborn. Every time I work out, I lose the weight. It comes right back
All right,
here.
yeah, we all got those spots, yeah.
You know what
The
I'm
older
talking
you get,
about.
the more of them they, yeah, it's like, really? I just did all this and now it's still
Yeah.
there,
And that's what I like a lot about the CoolSculpting one. It actually freezes the fat cell
yeah.
and
Nice.
it kills the fat cell
Nice.
itself. And so, unlike when you go to work out, right? A fat cell is kind of like a water balloon, where when you gain fat, it just gets fatter. And then when you lose fat, it gets smaller, but you always have those
It's
fat
always
cells.
there waiting for more.
Right.
It
So,
knows you're going to get hungry one of these days. I'll catch up with you.
you can lose 20 pounds, but if you fall off the ladder and you gain it back, it's going to the same fat cells,
Yeah.
you know? And so what I do is it actually kills the certain fat cells. So when you do gain weight, at least it doesn't go to those areas. You can target where you want it to go, and make sure that it doesn't go in the areas that you never really want to gain weight, you know? Like no one really ever wants extra stomach weight.
There you go. Put it in my brain.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Bridget, we did it. I knew it was going to go quick,
Yeah,
and
it flew by.
we burned up our time. So this is the part where I give you a chance to pitch yourself. And how does somebody get a hold of you if they're listening and they want to
Okay.
book a consultation or whatever?
Okay, so if you want to get a hold of us, you can give us a call. So the number that you're going to call is 951-409-1974. And then you could also go to our website, www.sculptbodyspa.com. You can go to our Instagram, body sculpting, all one underscore results.
And all of that'll be in your bio.
Yeah, so
So
you'll have
find
that
the
as well
bio, click the
too.
button, and you'll be
Find
right
it,
there.
and then we'll help you out. And then if you guys want to reach Willow Creek Springs or get some CBD products, you can reach out to me or just holistic products. We have a bunch of different natural options for whatever pain or ailment you might have. Like literally the list of products with this company is probably like the most insane out of all the companies that I research because they have almost anything for anything. And it's all natural. And so that's really what's amazing about this is your body responds so well to the natural ingredients and you can prevent a lot of sickness if you're really on it.
Exactly.
So Thank you so much
Oh,
for
absolutely.
allowing me to be with this company. And this has been my first business that I ever really started on. And so it's been a journey, and it's been one of the few things that I've stuck with for so long. When I first met you, I was just getting into college,
Right.
and
And you made it
actually,
through college, and here you are. You're
so
still doing it.
I mean, actually, no, I was a little bit after college. It was like,
Well, you
but
hadn't
so
graduated yet,
yeah,
because
I hadn't
I
graduated.
remember when you graduated. Well, Bridget
So yeah.
Cassidy, I'm so glad you joined us,
Yeah,
and we got a
thank
lot more
you.
to talk about. I'm sure that you'll be back again.
Yeah.
And this has been the Healthy Living Podcast, brought to you
Thank
by
you.
Willow Creek Springs.